Next week, a new play will take to the stage. Sort of. Alley 38, the title of the show starting on Monday, actually takes place in Alley 38. It's the strip of asphalt running between the Chancellor Hotel and the municipal parking garage in downtown Fayetteville. This is the second production in the Artist Laboratory Theater Group's Place project. I recently spoke with Erica Wilhite, performer, co-founder, and artistic director. She says it's a series of performances done in specific, non-traditional theater locations.
So, not in a black box or in an arena or traditional space, but in an environment that you wouldn't normally expect to see theater, where we're interested in putting people in unusual places and telling them stories like that. But so the Place Project is, like I said, a bunch of different performances, but they all began in a laboratory. So we spend a lot of time with our ensemble and collaborating with a lot of different people.
The project focuses on our sense of place, our identity and association to place. To do this, the group conducts dramaturgy, or dramatic research, going to locations, conducting interviews.
And that dramaturgy ranges from legends to historical facts and historical characters to podcasts to Fayetteville Flyer comments. We solicit surveys from our community, so there are opportunities where we ask directly questions about place, and all of this we compile and we keep.
And from that, they develop performance. Part one of the Place Project was The House. A Fayetteville family donated their house for the performance, a different act or story in each room. If you saw The House, you will see some of the same characters in Alley 38.
Because ultimately what we're doing is developing one thing. So maybe after five locations, we know we have a play, like what looks and it will have more narrative and characters that are more developed. But right now it's still in the experimentation process. That being said, our process, our performances are also process. So we don't just not reveal, like we don't just rehearse. We always come out to the community and perform.
To get the Alley 38 process going, Erica gave her ensemble an aerial map. And then a poem, one by local writer Carolyn Winzio.
And I would circle the spot, go find that location. They'd have to find it just by kind of sensing where they are, you know, visually, if they were looking above, and then sort of intuit around the space to find it. And they would find those locations, they came back to me. And then I asked them, now use this poem and use that as your map. So now you know where you're going, show us how to get there. And really all that is a creative way to kind of activate the space, to find these surprising places. And it's process. And it proved to be really helpful because we just were very surprised by while you're looking for images in a poem.
She thought the poem was merely an exercise, but it has become the structure for Alley 38.
Alley 38 is our main artery. It's like our corridor. And through this corridor, we will slip into other passageways, pockets of place where we have created environments and we've placed stories, whether we put them there just because we wanted to give a juxtaposition or we felt like they literally served our story. Like there is a residential space that we're going to use.
Not wanting to give too much away, Erica guarantees that there will be recognizable places, as well as surprising locations, ones that you didn't know existed in Fayetteville. This performance is part of Walton Art Center's Artisphere Festival, an arts and nature festival. I asked how this fits in, because one doesn't usually think nature at the mention of an alley.
I mean, look at all the green. Look at the treetops. Like we're in this concrete box, right? But we're surrounded by it. Look at the vines coming through. Those vines are like breaking through brick over there. Years of enduring, you know, that resistance, and that is nature. We are a part of it. Our man-made stuff is a part of it, and made out of, you know, natural materials. But like we can insert, you know, ourselves in nature.
All going back to place. Audiences will be given a meeting location prior to their chosen performance. Audiences will be made up of just 15 people, Erica says that will keep it intimate, but also allow the actors to connect with the audience, to help make them feel comfortable. The groups will be led on their excursions by a group leader, who is also a part of the performance.
And those two people are based off of characters we've been developing, and we're going to sort of follow them and experience these places that we go to through their lens, through their experience. And so when you arrive to an event, is what we're calling them. So this, the where we're at right now, will be probably the final event. There will be seating, and it will be a little more like theater, but maybe even more strange, because you're using lighting and you're seating, and you know they're the actors, and here we are, but we're in this alley. So
expect seating to be non-traditional, and the lighting.
I feel like this area has sort of really dictated on how we're going to stage the show. We know that we really want this lighting effect, so this better be towards the end, because we're starting at twilight. We're starting at 7:30, and timing is precarious, so we know that you want to be up here because it's going to look really cool at a certain time of night. So
Erica says that part of the experience of Alley 38 will be a discussion about place, to see what you think about place and about their place.
Place is an interesting word, because Kathy said it best. She goes, oh, you hold your place in a book. You mark your place, so in a story. So, like, that's a place. Like, if place is the many definitions of place, I'd like you to go there. I'd like you to think a little and linger a little.
To purchase tickets for Alley 38 and to get directions to the first place, visit waltonartcenter.org.